我们现在看第三个这个乃曼的角色。
After we saw the second role of Naaman, let's see the third role of Naaman.
他是一个骄傲的罪人所面对的不可能的事情。
He's a prideful sinner facing an impossibility.
我们看这个骄傲的罪人，我们看乃曼。
Here we see Naaman. He's a prideful sinner.
我们看第九节，他带了车马所有的礼物到了以利沙家前。
We see that with his horses.And chariot, he stopped at the door of Elisha's house.
我们看第十节
Verse 10.
以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说
Elisha sent a messenger to say to him,
你去约旦河中间沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得到洁净。
Go wash yourself seven times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed.
我们看到这个骄傲的罪人来到了先知的面前。
We see this prideful sinner before the prophet.
他来到先知的面前的时候，先知并没有见他。
As he come, the prophet didn't receive him.
差了一个怎么样？差了一个使者，一个佣人跟乃曼讲话。
He sent a messenger, a servant, to talk to Naaman.
我圣经上没有写啊。我想乃曼这个时候心里面一定也不大高兴。
The Bible didn't say so, but I can imagine Naaman wouldn't be very happy about it.
我一个大元帅带着车马来到你面前，而你自己不出来怎么样？你牧师不出来怎么样？只差了一个怎么样干事出来？
I'm a great general that came to visit you, and instead of receiving me, you sent you like a pastor. You only sent a assistant to come to talk to me.
然后这一个。先知的仆人跟这个大元帅所讲的这个处方这个药方啊这个他实在没有办法接受
And then not only that this assistant gave him a prescription this prescription he cannot accept
这个怎么样乃曼认为这跟理性不合的
Naaman regarded this as unreasonable prescription
但是乃曼来到这先知的面前我想他心里面希望有一个神迹能够发生
We see that as Naaman came he hoped thatSome miracle would happen.
我们看到十一节，看得出来他的心思意念。
In verse 11, we see how he felt.
他心里面想到，我想这个先知啊，必定会出来见我。
I thought that he would surely come out to me.
站着求告耶和华他神的名。
And stand and call on the name of the Lord his God.
他心里面有些什么呀 ？Predetermined 的一些思想，想他一来的时候，这个先知一定会出来看他。
So in his mind, he already has a preconceived idea of what.What the prophet should do.
不但来看他，而且呢，这个先知要怎么样以他的方式，要显神迹的方式，他都想到了。
Not only that he should he imagine how this prophet should come to see him, but also how this prophet should heal him.
要把这个先知要把手怎么样放在他长大麻风的地方呢？然后呢，要摇一下手来医好这个大麻风。
Maybe he should put his hand on his body where the leprosy is and shake his hand so that.The leprosy can be cured.
你看一个骄傲的罪人来到神的仆人面前的时候，你说他不相信神迹吗？他相信神迹。
You see, this prideful sinner has he come to God before God. You think he doesn't believe in miracles? He does.
你如果现在去传福音的话，你敲很多中国人的门，你问他，主耶稣是童女所生的，他讲他不相信。
Today, if you visit some Chinese and tell them that.Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, they will not believe.
但是如果他有那隐藏的一面，不论是他得到了病，或者是家庭中的困难的时候、痛苦的时候，到那个时候他会相信，他而且会盼望有神迹会发生在他身上。
But if something drastic happened to him, they say, in pain or sickness or some insolvable problem, at that time he will believe He hoped that God would perform a miracle.
所以1985年的主教七月的时候 ，Rock Hudson 飞到巴黎，希望怎么样？希望能有一个 miracle 发生。
So in 1985, when Rock Hudson went to Paris, he was hoping for a miracle.
我们看到乃曼同样的，他能够接受神迹，而且他自己想这个神迹应该怎么样发生。
We see Naaman here also the same way. He accepted the possibility of miracles, and he even thought about how it would happen.
但是当他第十节里面，我们看到怎么样？他对这个处方啊，简单的一个处方，他失望了。
But for the prescription, the simplistic prescription in verse 10, he cannot accept.
我们看到十二节，他气愤愤的转身就走了。
So in verse 12, he became angry. He had turned away. He went off in a rage.
我们看到为什么他会这样？
Why does he do that?
我想他心中有很多的矛盾。
We see in him there's a lot of conflict.
而且有很多的成见。
And also a lot of prejudices.
我想我们今天我们传福音的时候，我如果邀请中间的朋友来接受耶稣的话，你心中也一定很多的成见。
So today, as we preach the gospel, when we invite you to accept this gospel, you have a lot of conflict within you too.
我想你的成见就像乃曼让我们看到的成见很多一样。
And your prejudice may be similar to what we see here in Naaman.
我们看到第一个成见，让我们看到的是他乃曼在这边让我们看到他十二节所讲的话。
Here in verse 12, we see this first kind of prejudice.
我们看到他是怎么样？是民族意识所带给他的成见。
A prejudice came from his racial consciousness.
以利沙叫他到约旦河，以色列的约旦河里面浸七次。
Elisha told him to go to wash seven times in Jordan.
他马上的反应就十二节里面讲，他讲我们在大马色的两个河怎么样？比约旦河不知道清洁了多少。
His reaction right away was that are not Abana and Pafa the rivers of Damascus better than any of the waters of Israel?
我可以在我们自己家里面的两条河里面下去七次，为什么要到这个脏的你们的河里面下七次？
I could have bathed seven times in our beautiful rivers at home. Why should I come to your dirty waters?
多少时候我们传福音的时候？常常遇到对方跟我们讲，我们的孔子、我们的孟子怎么样，也不比耶稣基督差多少。如果以利沙叫他怎么样，叫他在七个月在山上修行七个月，也许他还能够接受这个事情。
If Elisha should tell him that to go to the top of the mountain, stay there for 7 months, maybe he'll do it.
当我们出去传福音的时候，也遇到这现象。
And as we go preach the gospel, we encounter the same problems too.
我常常讲，常常我遇到的是三个 no's 给我。
Oftentimes, when I met with three no's.
第一个 no, 他讲怎么样？他讲我没有时间。
First no, he says I have no time.
第二个 no, 他讲我没有需要。
The second no, I have no need.
信基督教的怎么样？多是怎么样？感情上脆弱，或者是什么生病，或者是有艰苦的事情发生的时候才去信的，我没有需要。
Only those who are weak in their emotions, who need a crutch, who is having difficult problems, all those would need Christianity, but I don't.
当我把主耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，为了你跟我的罪而钉死，如果我们接受他，我们就可以得救的福音传给他的时候，他觉得太简单。There's no logic.
When I preach to them the simplistic, simple gospel story, how Jesus Christ hang on the cross, died for us for our sins, and as we accept and believe in him, we'll be saved. They will say, that's too simple. That's not illogical.
我想我们中间有很多朋友的想法跟乃曼的想法很多很相近。
I think perhaps among us, many friends will think the same way, along the same line as Naaman.
但是很奇怪，神不放过我们呢。
But very marvelously, God does not let us go.
圣经上面讲，神的爱不容我离去。
And the Bible says, the love of God does not let us go.
我们看到神不但在开始的时候准备了一个小女子，一个仆人，来把带领了这个乃曼到神的人面前。
In the beginning, God had provided this young girl so that she can lead Naaman to God.
也就是说，神把这个人带入了教会。今天你来到这边，神把你带到了教会。
So we see how God has used someone to bring somebody to church.
但是你如果听得到之后，我们等哈子圣灵感动的话，我会给一个呼召，问你说，你愿不愿意接受耶稣？
But as you're sitting here, you listen to the gospel.Later on, we'll give you an invitation. Would you accept this invitation?
你会心里面有很多的成见，很多的阻挠，甚至于你会气愤愤的说这李牧师今天讲的话，气愤愤的就走掉。
Maybe you say you have a lot of conflict within you, you have a lot of prejudice, and maybe even like Raymond, you say, Naaman, you will be in turn away in rage.
但是我讲,
but we see the Bible says the love of God does not let us go.
神准备了两个仆人在怎么样,
God had provided two servants besides Naaman.
一个把乃曼从那个外乡的地方千里带到神的教会里面来。
One of them brought Naaman from thousands of miles away to the presence of God.
另外一个我们看到第十三节。
The second one in verse 13.
哎呀，这个仆人真聪明，只讲了一句话，他的仆人进前来对乃曼说。
This is a very wise servant. He only said one sentence, he said.
他讲,先知若吩咐你做一件大事,你此不做吗?
He says, if the prophet had told you to do some great things, would you not have done it?
何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢?
How much more than when he tells you, washed and be cleansed?
非常聪明的一句话提醒了一下。
A very wise person use one sentence to remind this general.
朋友，我告诉你，神今天同样的为你预备了两个仆人。
I tell you, friends, today God also provided you with two servants.
我讲过，你今天来到这边，因为有一个小仆人把你带到教会来。
The reason you came today because God had provided a young servant to bring you here.
也许你今天听了怎么样? 听了牧师讲的话，你气气愤愤， 觉得怎么样? 心中有很多的成见， 你不能接受。
And perhaps today as you listen to what the pastor said, you're very angry, you're very upset, and you can't accept it.
但是可能坐在你旁边的就是神给你的仆人， 劝告你， 为你祷告的一句话， 让你能够接受到耶稣基督。
Maybe somebody sitting beside you will be God's servant with a prayer, with a simple word to help you.
我也巴不得我就是那个仆人， 让今天我对神话语的解释 能够帮助你， 能够像乃曼一样的接受神的话语。
I wish I'm that servant too, that with simple explanation of God's word, I'll help you to accept the gospel.
第十三节， 我巴不得我是那个仆人， 能够跟你讲， 神如果今天叫你做一件大事，你难道不肯做吗？
And like in verse 13, I wish that I could be that servant saying to you, if God had asked you to do a great things, wouldn't you do it?
我们看到第十四节，乃曼就下去照了神人的话，在约旦河里面沐浴了七回，他的肉就复原了，好像小孩子的肉一样，他就得了洁净了。
And we see in verse 14 it says, so he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy.
像一个小孩子的肉一样，表示他重生了， reborn， 重生了。
Like a young boy means that like he was reborn.
你看15节他做了一个 confession， 做了一个坦诚的坦白的话。
In verse 15 he made a confession.
他讲如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神。
He says, now I know that there's no God in all the world except in Israel.
你想怎么样使这个大将军，怎么样使这个骄傲的罪人，怎么样使这个年终的病人能够做出这样一个坦白的话呢？
You say, how can a great general, a brave man, but very man with very serious illness, how can we make him say this confession?
怎么样使这个人又面对了这么多不可能的事情， impossibility， 他可以做出这样的一个坦诚的话。
How can this person with such great impossibilities, facing such great impossibility, would utter this confession?
因为他有怎么样? 剥皮的经验。
Because he had an experience of a new flesh.
他身上的旧的皮脱掉了，脏新的，跟小孩子的肉一样。
His old skin is shedded, and his new skin is like that of a young boy.
我巴不得今天我们中间的一些朋友还没有接受耶稣的。
I wish that today among us those friends who have not accepted Jesus Christ
从来没有在神面前做一个祷告说我接受耶稣基督为救主
You have never prayed before God to say that I'm willing to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior
你今天能够跟乃曼一样有一次脱皮的经验
I hope that you also have an experience today like Naaman with changing your skin
你讲牧师什么叫做脱皮的经验
You say how do I change my skin?
把你的面具拿下来，真诚的到神的面前。
Take off the mask on your face to come before God as you are.
你必须要有一个 confession 在神的面前，你才能够得救。
You have to confess before God before you can be saved.
你愿不愿意说，我愿意接受他，我愿意在众人在神的面前做一个 confession， 做一个祷告，接受他。
Are you willing to say that I want to accept him in front of all the people to make this confession.
如果你做这个祷告的话，你就得救了。
If you pray this way, you'll be saved.
你就重生了。
You'll be born again.
神的灵就进入到你的心中了。
The Spirit of God would enter you.
以后你遇到任何不可能 impossibility 的时候，你讲神啊，我愿意靠你的力量来做事情。
And in the future, whenever you face any impossibility, you can say, by God's strength, I'm willing to do it.
你今天愿不愿意跟乃曼一样说，我愿意重生？
Are you willing to say like Naaman, saying that I want to be born again?
让我们每个人低头好吗？
Let's pray. Let's bow our heads and pray.
每个人低头。
Everyone bow our heads.
圣经上告诉我们说，如果我们接受他的话只要在神的面前做一个祷告，接受他进入到我们心中。
The Bible says, if we pray in our hearts to accept Him, God would enter into our hearts.
你愿不愿意说，我愿意今天接受耶稣做救主？我从来没有做过这个祷告，我愿意今天做这个祷告，接受他。
You have not prayed this way. Are you willing to pray now? Say, I want.I'm willing to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
你如果心里面有这个愿意做这个祷告的话，你愿不愿意举起手来说，让我知道我为你祷告？有没有这样的人说，举起手来说，让我愿意？好，感谢主，放下来，感谢主，放下来。
If you're willing to say so in your heart, would you mind raise your hand so that we can pray for you?
还有没有这样的人说，我从来没有做过这个祷告，我今天愿意做这个祷告？
Anybody else who has said you never prayed this way, but now today I want to pray this way.
好，感谢。
Thank you.
还有没有人这样说？我愿意接受耶稣做救主，我愿意做这个祷告。
Anybody else? Anybody wants to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You like to make this prayer?
你说我从来没有做过这个祷告，今天愿意做这个祷告，接受耶稣为救主。有没有这样的人？有没有？好。
If you have not made this prayer before, prayed this way before.Would you want to do it today?
刚才举手的这几位可以跟我一同，我们从心里面发出这个祷告。我
Those of you who have raised your hand a while ago, you can now pray with me this way.
天父，我相信我是一个罪人。
Our Heavenly Father, I believe I'm a sinner.
我愿意接受你到我的心中。
I'm willing to accept you into my heart.
天父，我相信你的儿子耶稣基督为我钉死在十字架上，我愿意接受他。
Father, will I accept that Jesus Christ has died on the cross for me, and I want to accept him.
天父，我相信耶稣已经复活在天，我有一天也要复活与他永远的在一起。
Father, I believe that Jesus has resurrected and now is in heaven and one day I'll be with him
进入到我的心中
please come into my heart
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
in Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
以上节目由更新传道会制作